Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Oratorio, the Symphonia, here on Kansas Public Radio this morning with Robert Shaw and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Hello, friends. I am Destiny in for Cordelia. She is here, actually, but she has lost her voice, so she is guiding me along the way, helping to get ready for me for next week for her exciting passing of the baton. I hope you're all having a great morning. Be careful out there. I almost blew over on the way into the studio. It's so windy. At least it's not snowing. We have that for us. We have a really interesting combination of instruments coming up at around 9:25. A local album, Trio Lawrence. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But first, we're going to listen to the Sammartini Oboe Concerto. We've got Heinz Holliger. He's the oboist, and he will be joined by E. Musici. I hope you like it. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio. Sammartini's Oboe Concerto here on Kansas Public Radio. Heinz Holliger, the oboist, with E. Musici. I am Destiny in for Cordelia, although Cordelia is right beside me, guiding me along the way. She lost her voice, so wish her some very well wishes. Hopefully you are not getting blown away out there. It's very windy. Be careful. I even felt my car on the road go back and forth. It was a little crazy. So I think some calming harp music might be nice. Maybe it will inspire the wind to settle down. And also a ceremony of carols. We have some lovely music coming up this hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss and Union Station June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss and Union Station at Topeka PAC June 21st. All right, let's all calm down with some harp. And flute and viola, what a lovely combination. This is a new album from Trio Lawrence, Daniel Velasco on flute, Boris Vayner on viola, and Aaron Wood on harp. Three songs, an arrangement. This is by Mikhail Glinka on Kansas Public Radio. Mikhail Glinka's three songs arranged for flute, viola, and harp here on Kansas Public Radio by Trio Lawrence, Daniel Velasco on flute, Boris Vayner on viola, Aaron Wood on harp. And before we listened to this, I was mentioning about how windy it is outside. And you know what's funny? This CD here is called Fujin's Dream, who happens to be the Japanese god of war. So... Wind. Did I say war? Wow, I totally said war. Hi, guys. I'm Destiny. I'm in for Cordelia. I am her voice today. She's got a froggy voice, and she let me know that it was Japanese god of wind. So thank goodness she just saved the day, as she always does. We love Cordelia. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. All right, it's about 38 degrees outside, should go up to 42. We've got a lovely ceremony of carols to close out this hour, and then more great music for you next hour, so stick with us. This is Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, featuring Robert Shaw with the Robert Shaw Chamber Choir and Elizabeth Remy on harp, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols here on Kansas Public Radio with Robert Shaw and the Shaw Chamber Choir, Elizabeth Ramey on harp. I am Destiny in for Cordelia this hour, although she is here with me, guiding me along. She lost her voice. Sent her some well wishes. It's warming up a little bit. I think we're about at 40 degrees now. Hopefully some warmer weather will be upon us. Next hour we have more harp, more Christmas. It's going to be really lovely, so I hope you will keep on listening to the music with us. Ooh, and we have an interview about a concert coming up. That'll be fun. Be right back on KPR.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to
be... Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a Festival of Joy, featuring a variety of choral classics, Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More info at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman.
Health and the environment, quote, not left-wing political agendas. As such, this agency no longer takes marching orders from the climate cult, unquote. Trump has called climate change a hoax. The EPA says the old web pages are still available to the public via archives. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up more than 80 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, for nearly a century supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Antonio Salieri here on Kansas Public Radio with a lovely overture for us, the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, and Michael Dittrich conducting. Hello. That was a mouthful. I am in for Cordelia. I am Destiny, although she is here. She just doesn't have a voice. So I am being her voice this morning on this cold morning. It's 39 degrees outside, but at least the sun is shining, and we'll have some sunshiny music coming up in a little bit around 10:40, more harp music, some Tchaikovsky with saxophones, and an interview with Matthew Shepard of Te Deum about some of the music that they will be featuring. That is going to be lovely. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com and Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More info at bluecollarpress.com. All right. How about Six Christmas Pieces by Felix Mendelssohn? That is the title for you. We've got some lovely flute in it by the great James Galway. That is going to be great. It is the Munich Radio Orchestra, conducted by Georgiadis on Kansas Public Radio. Mendelssohn's Six Christmas Pieces here on Kansas Public Radio. John Georgiadis, the conductor of the Munich Radio Orchestra, with James Galway on flute. Hello, friends. I'm Destiny, in for Cordelia today, although she is here. I must keep letting you know she is overwatching and making sure that everything is going as planned before she passes off the baton. We have a bit of an exciting moment coming up. Yes, indeed. We are going to be interviewing Matthew Shepard of Te Deum. Before we hear from him, we are actually going to hear from him, the music itself. The Angel Gabriel. This is really beautiful, and I think you are going to enjoy listening to it. It's just a few minutes long, and then we'll talk to Matthew here on Kansas Public Radio. Te Deum, singing Labar, the Angel Gabriel, here on Kansas Public Radio. Te Deum, conducted by Matthew Shepard, who we are delighted to have in the studio with us right now. You've got a couple concerts coming up next week. Please.
We sure do, Destiny.
Tell us.
Thank you so much for having me here to be able to talk about it. It's going to be a really, I think, joy-filled and special concert for Christmas time. We're calling it Carols of Old, and sort of starting by looking at the history of the early English carol. So we're going to hear some early medieval chant that was sort of the foundation of what became an English carol. Then we'll hear some actual like medieval English pronunciation even sung in some early 15th century English carols. And then also going to hear a wide variety of beautiful contemporary arrangements of just our favorite Christmas carols.
Nice. So your first, you've got two concerts. The first one is Monday, December 15th at 7 at St. Mary's Episcopal, right?
That's correct.
And the second one is the next day at 7 p.m. at Village Presbyterian.
That's right, the 16th at Village. The Monday evening concert tends to sell out. We're down to only a few tickets there. So if Monday is what works best, snag those right away on our website at te-deum.org. That's te-deum.org. Tuesday should have plenty of seating. Would love to see you either night or both.
Yes, that'd be great. And, you know, everyone is always concerned about parking. So I see here that there's limited parking available on the south and east sides of the church at St. Mary's. That's great. Village, though, they've got two big parking lots.
Big parking lots at Village. And in fact, St. Mary's, we've never had an issue that with parking on the north side, there is a big lot. So we've actually don't have any problems with parking downtown.
Great.
If we have enough, the number of tickets sold, there are enough spots for those folks.
Excellent. And I see that students are free with an ID. That's wonderful.
We have from our founding, for our 18 years old organization now, have always made this free and accessible for students.
That's great. So are you the founder?
I am the founder.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
18 years.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Couldn't have imagined it when we began this thing.
See, so folks, if you come out and see this, it's like watching a family up there singing. Are there still original members from the founding?
Oh, we have a couple of members that were there in year two.
Wow.
Or year almost like half, like not on the very first concert, but in our second concert. So there's some folks that have been around for a very long time.
That is so nice. So I personally love hearing choir, especially a cappella. Are there instrumentalists? Are you going to be joined or accompanied by anyone?
We will be joined by the illustrious Dr. Elisa Bickers on organ. She's going to be accompanying a few of the pieces the choir singing, but also one more special element of this concert is there's going to be a good chunk of audience sing-along happening as well. So after you're inspired by these carols you'll hear, you'll get a chance throughout the concert to raise your own voice and sing your favorite tune. And those will be led by Dr. Bickers at the organ.
That sounds fun. And I see here that you also have a composer in residence. Tell us about that.
We do. So we've had a composer in residence program for several years now. The last 2 years it was Dr. Maglione, Tony Maglione. And this year it's now Dr. Keen Southard. He's actually from Vermont. It's the first time we've had a composer in residence who is not literally in residence all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the in-residence program implies that he'll be writing multiple pieces for us over a couple of years as a way to sort of build a musical relationship with this person.
Nice.
That's really what the residence means more than a physical location. And we will be premiering our first piece he's written for us on this concert, an extremely exciting, fun, jazzy,
ooh,
intricate, challenging arrangement of the Sussex Carol that I think will bring people to even giggles with joy at moments of splash and pizzazz that this piece has.
That's great. That's great. So what we're about to listen to next, will you also be singing at the Hail Mary?
We will.
Okay,
In the early English, we would pronounce it actually Hail Mary.
Oh, thank you.
That hail, yeah. So this is one of those early 15th century carols, and so you'll hear it immediately. It has a medieval sound to it.
Yeah.
And this is one of the two pieces that we have spent quite a bit of time honing our 15th century English pronunciation diction for. And so what you're about to hear, yes, will be presented on our concert as well.
Great. And I see that the Heil is actually spelled with a Y.
That's right.
H-A-Y-L,
the early spelling of that word.
See, folks, we love educating you here on Kansas Public Radio. All right, let's dig into this, and then we will chat with Matthew again afterwards about the angel Gabriel. This is Heil, Heil, Mary, full of grace, on Kansas Public Radio. Well, that was beautiful. Heil Mary, full of grace here.
Full of grace.
So sorry. You're the expert pronouncer. Thank you. On Kansas Public Radio. Hi, folks. I'm Destiny here with Matthew Shepherd, the wonderful director of Te Deum, and they've got a couple of concerts coming up for you. Monday, December 15th at 7 p.m. and Tuesday, December 16th at 7 p.m. The first one, Monday, is at St. Mary's Episcopal. The second at Village Presbyterian. And we've just been having such a fun time listening to the music and chatting. I want to direct people to your website. Can you tell us where they can get their tickets?
Please, tickets are available at te-deum.org. That's te-deum.org.
Excellent. And it looks like general admission is $25. Students are free with an ID. You've got senior discounts, group discounts, season tickets. You really got it all.
We just added the group discounts last year as we discovered how many, around this time of the year, families are gathering, coming to the city together and looking for events to do together. And so a group price has been offered for the last couple of years for our Christmas concerts.
Very nice. So one thing you mentioned before what we just listened to is that some of the music will be sing-alongs. What are the names of this? What if people want to practice ahead of time?
I will say, because it's a Te Deum concert, there's always going to be some ancient elements to it and sort of depth of thought to all of it. And so I wouldn't say that every song is going to be the most famous and most popular that you're going to have to sing along to. So I think it's wise to practice ahead. You'll get a chance to sing the early Advent 5th century chant of the Father's Love Begotten.
Oh. Taking notes, folks? Take notes.
And then another chant, the O Come, O Come Emmanuel, another Advent text.
And then
as we move into a more Christmassy time, you get to sing In the Bleak Midwinter, Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming, the First Noel, and then we'll end the concert with Joy to the World.
Oh, see, that's great. Folks, how can you miss this? This is like the holiday season where you go and you get your joy, and music is so healing. Oh, great. Matthew Shepherd with Te Deum, Monday, December 15th at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Episcopal. There's parking. Also parking, ample parking, Tuesday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church. And Matthew, tickets from where?
Tickets on our website at te-deum.org. That's te-deum.org.
Great, great. So to close out, we are going to listen to one more little gem, and I am going to let Matthew pronounce it and tell us a little bit about it. You said it's quite a popular one.
This is a very popular piece. It's the Ave Maris Stella by Edvard Grieg.
Mm.
The Latin Ave Maris Stella is an ancient Latin prayer to the Mother of God, Mother of Jesus. And this setting from the very late 19th century by Edvard Grieg is both simple and rich with the romantic harmonies that we love from that century, that the clashes shimmer in the most shining way. This is about the star of the sea, Mari Stella, the star of the sea. And you'll hear shimmering. You'll hear lushness. You'll also hear just pure, beautiful simplicity.
Wow. That sounds like a delicious meal. A meal of music for the soul.
Indeed.
Indeed. All right, everyone. Well, let's take a listen to it. Ave Maris Stella. I did it. Great. Here on Kansas Public Radio with Te Deum. Thank you for being here, Matthew Shepherd.
Thank you so much, Destiny.
Here we go. Well, folks, we're going to try to get that to play again. Trying to press the right button. Give me one sec.
Joyful, but sometimes tough time of year. And by caring.
That was Forays Impromptu for Harp Solo with Erica Goodman on harp here on Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. We went and got a different file to play for you, so this time we are very hopeful that it will work. We were interviewing Matthew Shepherd of Te Deum. They've got concerts coming up Monday, December 15th at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's and Tuesday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at Village Prez. Beautiful music. Matthew's obviously very excited about the music, and it just sounds so great. And I have to say, this Ave Maris Stella, we were listening to it together earlier, is quite beautiful. So I think you are really going to enjoy it right now as well. It's on Kansas Public Radio. Very popular by Grieg. Enjoy. The beautiful Ave Maris Stella by Grieg here on Kansas Public Radio. That will be featured at Matthew Shepherd's Te Deum concert Monday, December 15th at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's in Kansas City and Tuesday, December 16th, 7 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church in Prairie Village. And want to thanks to Matthew again for coming in. We had a really great time talking to him. Sounds like it's going to be a great concert. I'm Destiny in for Cordelia this morning, although she is here without a voice, guiding me along the way before handing off the baton next week. You will come to learn that I love the saxophone, and it just so happens that she programmed the beautiful Nutcracker Suite by the Washington Saxophone Quartet by Tchaikovsky. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio.
The fashion over the decades, but the buzzy films were shot with restored VistaVision cameras. More on All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the Snowman Concert Wednesday, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites, brought to life by the Symphony. More info and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. More classical music coming up for you next hour. Some Dvorak, some Wagner, some Rimsky-Korsakov. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 40 degrees.
Bids changing the country's borders. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is Kansas Public Radio. Wagner's Tannhäuser Grand March here to roll into our last hour of classical music. Well, morning classical, that is, on Kansas Public Radio. Jeff will be in this afternoon with some great music for you as well. We are all in the Christmas spirit. I am Destiny, Cordelia's voice for today. She is doing a great job of helping pass the baton to me, an excellent teacher, an excellent host. I know you all love her. Maybe not as much as I do right now, though. She's totally saving the day. We have a Christmas Eve suite coming up in about 20 minutes by Rimsky-Korsakov. That is one that I really like listening to. Another thing I really like, Dvorak. Dvorak really appreciated the viola. A lot of times the viola is the butt of all instrument jokes in the orchestra. I don't know why. It's just a sad state of affairs. But the viola is a great instrument. I happen to love it. And the terzetto features the viola, and we are going to listen to that right now. The viola gets quite a bit of love from Dvorak in this. This recording features the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Dvorak's Terzetto here on Kansas Public Radio with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. This is KPR from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu. And Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Info can be found at liverpoollegends.com. And now for Rimsky-Korsakov's Christmas Eve Suite here on Kansas Public Radio with Nema Yervi and the Scottish National Orchestra. Rimsky-Korsakov's Christmas Eve Suite here on Kansas Public Radio. Nema Yervi with the Scottish National Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Send your good vibes out to Cordelia for her voice. She has been a great help this morning. Jeff is in with music after the news for you. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Info at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. And remember, you can also check us out at KansasPublicRadio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.